Support for streaming comes from Bainbridge Graduate Institute, offering the nation's pioneering MBA in sustainable business. Info session Wednesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. downtown Seattle. Online at bgiedu.org. Bainbridge Graduate Institute. Let's change business for good.
That was something. You were wailing.
Well, you too. It was fun.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Marion's guest today has been saxophonist singer Grace Kelly. Join us again next time when Marion welcomes another outstanding artist for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production manager David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Clavier House New York, provider of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz, clavierhouse.com. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To hear this program again, or to get more information about the songs and artists heard on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Coming up next, The Art of Jazz with your host, Ken Wiley. Support for KPLU comes from
Subaru. The Subaru Share the Love event is running now through January 2nd. Information and details for the Share the Love event can be found at Subaru.com/share.
The 2008 Art of Jazz Series at Seattle Art Museum continues this Thursday with a performance by Matt Jorgensen plus 451 from 5:30 to 7:30. The Seattle drummer leads a quartet that embraces the cool, understated approach of Miles Davis, but is also influenced by rockers like Radiohead and the Beatles. That's The Art of Jazz from 5:30 to 7:30 this Thursday at Sam Downtown, presented by Earshot Jazz and welcomed by 88.5 KPLU.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Still in the letter M in presentation of the artists in this form. And I like to incorporate everyone. And as I said, in the second half of the alphabet, I'm mixing it up so that it's not all in strict alphabetical order within the letter. Ballard MacDonald, lyricist. All right. He teamed in 1924 with George Gershwin, and here, for you, are two versions of one of his big hits.
When this world began. It was heaven's plan. There should be a girl for every single man. To my great regret, someone has upset heaven's pretty program, for we've never met. I'm clutching at straws just because I may meet him. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. To be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Who can she be? Where is me? Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Who can she be? Where is me? For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe. You were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Somebody Loves Me, written by George Gershwin, lyric by Ballard MacDonald. Peggy Lee started off there, 1955, for Decca Records. Hal Mooney did an arrangement and led the band, and the trombone soloist was Irby Green. And then Jack Teagarden, his trombone and his voice, Chicago 1961 for Roulette Records. Don Goldie, trumpet, Teagarden, trombone, Henry Cuesta, clarinet, Don Ewell on the piano, Stan Pohl, string bass, Barrett Deems on the drums, Ballard MacDonald, lyricist. Cecil Mack, now, whose real name is Richard McPherson, stage name Cecil Mack, lyricist, combined his talents with the musical talents of pianist James P. Johnson, and we got this.
Most folks nowadays say old-fashioned ways should give place to things that are new. But somehow I hold to things that are old. Perhaps it's an old-fashioned view. I love my old books, the corners and nooks of my old home and the old friends. Old memories too, one love that is true, lasting all through life until it ends. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Oh, play it for me. Yes, and there it will always remain. My love is like an ivy vine, clinging a little closer all the time. Through the years, joy and tears, just the same. I've got that old fashioned faith in my heart. Though changes can tear it apart, if the dry land changed to sea, that would never make any change in me, 'cause I've got that old, old-fashioned love in my heart. Yes, I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. Any change in me, 'cause I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Yes, I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart.
Passion Love, written by pianist James P. Johnson and lyric by Cecil Mack, and sung for you by Alberta Hunter, 1980 for Columbia Records. And Gerald Cook, fine work on the piano. Frank West, sneaking in on his tenor there at the end. Trombonist Vic Dickinson and the trumpet work of Doc Cheatham. Old Fashioned Love, James B. Johnson and Cecil Mack. Let's go to Los Angeles now, 1956 for Imperial Records. And here the Sonny Criss Quartet. Criss playing alto, Sonny Clark piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and the alphabetical person Lawrence Marable on the drums.
Thank you.
Sonny Criss, his quartet with Lawrence Marable on the drums. Los Angeles, 1956 for Imperial Records. We heard Two, After You've Gone, and Walkin' with Joe. Criss alto, Sonny Clark on the piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, and Marable right there on the drums. Now, from Lawrence Marable, I'd like to go to composer Gerald Marks, M-A-R-K-S, who wrote many wonderful things, and I've brought two of them, actually three presentations, two of the same and one different, for your listening enjoyment, the work of Gerald Marks.
Thank you. want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Was my heart, so why not take all of me?
About Cat and Mr. Penner. Oh, Susanna, I'll let you sing soprano. Come on, baby, dust off that old piano tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dust it off. No rags around here. Y'all used to have plenty rags. Yeah. But dust it off, baby. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, make me cold.
Two compositions by Gerald Marx. First, All of Me, two versions, Louis Armstrong and his Orchestra Chicago 1932, which Marx wrote in collaboration with Seymour Simon. Armstrong doing trumpet and vocal, and the tenor saxophonist Albert Washington, the pianist Charlie Alexander. Paul Whiteman, same year, 1932, vocal by Mildred Bailey, arrangement by the pianist Roy Bargy, the cornet work by Andy Seacrest for Victor Records. Then, Oh Susanna, Dust Off That Old Piano, Gerald Marx, Sammy Lerner, and Irving Caesar wrote that, 1935, for Victor Fats Waller and his rhythm, Waller on piano and vocal. Herman Ottfried, trumpet, Rudy Powell, clarinet, Waller, piano, Al Casey, guitar, Charlie Turner on string bass, and Harry Dial playing the drums, the work of Gerald Marx. ¶¶ The Oscar Moore, thinking of the accompanist, the Oscar Moore Trio for Hollywood 1954 for Tampa Records. Oscar Moore on guitar, Joe Comfort, string bass, and Carl Perkins at the piano. Moore is probably best known for his long stay with Nat Cole. I think, you know, give or take a year, 38 to 47, somewhere in there. All that material's out there for you, too, by the way. Mosaic had it, and I think that box is long gone. What do they play? The Nearness of You by Hoagy Carmichael and one by Moore called Roulette. Now, composer Jimmy McHugh, who has an immense output, and as I go through the letter M, I will be bringing him up again and again, I'm sure, because there are many requests have come in for his work. Here are two from the pen of Jimmy McHugh.
Grab your hat, baby. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet, arms and his eyes. Can't you hear that bit of bad man? The happy tune is your standing. Life can be so sweet, arms and his eyes. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the way. But I'm not afraid, baby. My rover crossed over. If I never ever said this, I'll be rich and Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet, arms and his eyes. Grab your coat, grab your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep, baby. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street, bulls of the night. Can't you hear that bit of fun? Oh, the happy tune is yours and life can be so sweet. Oh, arms and eyes. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the red. Now, mama, now I'm not a friend. My brother, if I never sing, I'll be rich and long alone. Gold dust at my feet, on the sun is I.
Jimmy McHugh, a couple of his compositions. Where Are You? Sung to you in 1954 by the Hi-Lo's on Starlight Records with Frank Comstock's orchestra behind them. Where Are You? Written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson, 1936, for a movie you might enjoy called Top of the Town. And then, probably his most famous, On the Sunny Side of the Street, which he wrote with Dorothy Fields. And there, Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars at Symphony Hall in Boston, 1947, for Decca Records. Armstrong, vocal and trumpet, Jack Teagarden, trombone, Barney Bigard, clarinet, Dick Carey on the piano, Arvel Shaw, string bass, and Sidney Catlett on the drums. There's a vocal break in there, which is the centerpiece, I think, of this art. When Armstrong's singing and he takes a break, everybody takes a break, and he's singing in the break, and then he pauses, and Sid Catlett hits one note on his bass drum. It's just the most gorgeous thing. Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars doing Jimmy McHugh's On the Sunny Side of the Street. Ralph Martin now. Ralph Martin, pianist, playing in Don Elliott's quintet. Thank you. music there. Ralph Martin playing the piano in Don Elliott's quintet, which means Don Elliott trumpet, Ralph Martin piano, Joe Puma on guitar, Mort Herbert, string bass, Jimmy Campbell on the drums for RCA Victor, Long Ago and Far Away, written by Jerome Kern. Up next is... let me get it on the tape there. Up next is Charlie Mingus, Indirect and Direct. When Lester Young, the great tenor saxophonist, died in 1959, Mingus wrote an in memoriam to him called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. It refers to the pork pie hat that Lester Young wore, the style. And in honor of his individualism and his beauty of his spirit. And in the late 70s, Joni Mitchell, the singer, became a lyricist. And in honor of Charlie Mingus, certainly, as much as in Mingus's honor of Lester Young, she put words to Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. So... Joni Mitchell first from Asylum Records and her lyrics, her work of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat by Charlie Mingus, and then Charlie Mingus, 1959.
Perceptions they have been handed day by day. down.
Joni Mitchell and Charlie Mingus. And how did that work? Well, the composition by Charlie Mingus, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, had some lyric attached to it. Joni Mitchell did that. She sang it for you from Asylum Records, 1978, with fine accompaniment throughout. And then the original, Mingus's band in 1959 for Columbia Records, John Handy and Booker Irvin both playing tenor, Horace Parlin piano, Mingus bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. Now from Charlie Mingus and Joni Mitchell, we'll go down to Memphis in 1928 and the Memphis Jug Band.
When they get across and see every chance, when that Washington lands in France,
I say, hold now, sugar baby.
Now, mama, don't you weep and moan. Uncle Sam got your man and gone. Now he done that limber across the sea. Now, mama, how can it be? You went way across the sea. Keep from doing that Lindy Bird with me.
Oh, babe, now I done told you.
If I had my uniforms on, I'd the Lindy show you wrong. Then I'd do that Lindy Bird across the sea. For a bottle of Gayola, I said, mama, let me play it on your controller. Then I'll do that Lindy Bird with you.
I say, oh, now, sugar baby.
I asked for a piece of banana. She said, shall I play the blues on your piano? Then I'll do that Lindy Bird with you.
Thank you.
Memphis Jug Band in Memphis, 1928 for Victor Records. Interesting band because they all did different things. And it was a wonderful time for playing because there were record companies coming down to where you lived to record you if you had a band and friends get together. And you could play instruments that weren't too terribly expensive. A jug, for example. Lots of jugs around and they empty out and you get a sound out of them. I tried it one time, couldn't do it very well. But a combination of singing and playing these sort of homemade, if you will, instruments, harmonicas, mandolins, guitars, kazoos, slide whistles, and the jug. And that's what they did. And they, being Will Shade, Vol Stevens, Charlie Burse, Jab Jones, and Charlie Polk, and others coming in and out of the band throughout their quite expansive career. Lindbergh Hop and Sugar Pudding, Memphis Jug Band, 1928 for Victor Records. J. McShann, now solo pianist, 1969 for Master Jazz Records. Jay McShann there for you, solo piano, for Master Jazz Records 1969. His own Friday Strut, Gershwin's Lady Be Good, his own Jay's Boogie Woogie, and the great Earl Hines' beautiful You Can Depend on Me. Now, from McShann, we go to Johnny Mercer. Known mostly as a lyricist, sometimes, as in this first selection, composer. Back in 1959, a movie was made called Daddy Long Legs. It starred Fred Astaire and Leslie Caron. And Astaire had talked to the management of the music of the movie and requested that the music, both music and lyric, for the film be done by Johnny Mercer. They said fine. And he did. And this is one of the rare ones by Mercer. He did the words, he did the music, and Fred Astaire is going to sing it for you.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, now don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store. From their vast, mysterious sky, I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Anyone try? Oh, fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Oh, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something got to give.
Fred Astaire singing, and I think he's one of the great singers in this art. 1959, Johnny Mercer's composition and lyricism, Something's Gotta Give, Cap Records, 1959. Here's Peggy Lee, which would like to, she'd like to come in and tell you something about Johnny Mercer.
Goody, goody, so you gave her your heart too. just as I give mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now, how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah. You had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. Satisfied, you rascal, you.
She's perfect for that. Goody Goody, written by a violinist by the name of Matty Malnick. Lyric by Johnny Mercer for Capitol Records, 1949. Miss Lee, with her husband Dave Barbour playing the guitar and George Van Epps guitars. Hal Schaefer, piano, and Celeste. Phil Stevens, string bass. Nick Fatool playing drums. Johnny Mercer and Matty Malnick's Goody Goody. Now, because Miss Lee came in, two more vocalists would like to say something in regards to Johnny Mercer.
I'm traveling light. Because my man has gone, so from now on I'm traveling light. He said goodbye. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. I'm free as the breeze. No one. Some lucky night he may come back again. So until then, I'm traveling light. No. some lucky night. He may come back again. So until then, I'm
you're just too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. To tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you.
From the pen of Johnny Mercer, starting with the 1946 Jazz at the Philharmonic in Los Angeles, Billie Holiday singing Travelin' Light. And Mercer did the lyric, and the music was by composer and arranger Jimmy Mundy and trombonist Crummy Young, who played the introduction to that performance. Kenny Kersey on piano and Charlie Drayton on string bass, Billie Holiday and Travelin' Light. Then Jerry Southern in Los Angeles 1955 for Decca Records, and Too Marvelous for Words, written by Richard Whiting and lyric by Mercer. Miss Southern on piano and singing, Cliff Hills, string bass, and Lloyd Morales on drums, too, by Johnny Mercer. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And now to something that I do quite often. It's called On the Job. That is, these performances are not in the recording studio. The record company might go in and do something, but more than likely it's off of a radio broadcast. We'll start with the Village Gate, famous jazz place in New York City, 1963, and the Thelonious Monk Quartet. Thank you. on the job with Thelonious Monk, broadcast from the Village Gate, 1963, in New York City, and brought out ages afterwards by Xanadu Records, thanks to them. Charlie Rouse, tenor, Monk, piano, John Orr, bass, and Frankie Dunlop on the drums. I'd like to continue with the On the Job, a broadcast from the famous Door, one of the great places on 52nd Street in New York City, 1938, issued among many places, Jazz Archives, I have it. This is alphabetically Benny Morton's turn, the trombonist, with Count Basie at the famous Door, and here they are.
Thank you.
on the job with Benny Morton, his trombone, in Count Basie's orchestra at the famous Door, 52nd Street in New York City, 1938. And we hear two, Nagasaki, written by Harry Warren and arranged by Eddie Durham for the band, featuring Basie's piano, Herschel Evans tenor, Morton trombone, Lester Young on tenor sax, and then Whoa Ta Ta by Eddie Durham and an arrangement by him, with Basie and Walter Page and Freddie Green, that wonderful rhythm section, and Buck Clayton's trumpet and Evans tenor, Morton's trombone, Lester Young's tenor, Evans clarinet, all of that. Benny Morton playing his trombone with Count Basie. Wingy Minone now, trumpet player and sometimes vocalist, 1944 in Los Angeles for ARA Records.
Baby, I'd love you long.
I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I love you so.
If I could be with you just 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do, babe, the things I might.
Well, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you
just 1 hour.
If I could be with you,
yes, yes.
If I could be with you, if I could be with you, I love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might, well, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you, baby. If I could be with you.
Manone, his trumpet and singing, and joining him on the vocalizing K-Star. Other members of the band, Joe Uchel, playing trombone, Matty Matlock, clarinet, Stan Reitzman, piano, Nappy Lamar, playing guitar, Bill Stevens, bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, James B. Johnson, Henry Kramer, and Tin Roof Blues, pretty much put together by members of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Now to Dodo Marmarosa, L.A. pianist, 1946 for Atomic Records. He's on piano, Ray Brown bass, Jackie Mills drums, and if you hear a tenor saxophonist, it is the great Lucky Thompson. from Los Angeles, California, 1946 for Atomic Records, Dodo Mamorosa at the piano, Ray Brown bass, Jackie Mills drums, and Lucky Thompson, tenor saxophone. Dodo's Blues by Mamorosa, I Surrender Dear by Harry Barris, How High the Moon by Morgan Lewis, Dodo Mamorosa, Blind Willie McTell.
Feel like a broke down engine, mama. Ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, darling. Ain't got no driving wheel. You've been down and lonesome. You know exactly how a good man feels. Woman, I've been shooting craps and gambling. Good gal, and I swear I done got broke. I've been shooting craps and gambling, mama. Baby, and I done got broke. I done pawned my mean 45. Did good in all my ready clothes and so. No. I even went down to my praying ground, dropped down on my bending knee. I went down to my praying ground, fell on bending knee. Lord, I'm not crying for no religion. Sweetheart, give me back my good girl, please. Lord, if you give me my baby, I really won't worry and grieve no more. If you just give me my baby, Lord, I won't grieve and worry no more. You ain't got to put in my house that Lordy only lead her up to my death. But Lord, 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 Lord.
Blind Willie McTell, his guitar, his voice, his composition, Broke Down Engine Blues, for Atlantic Records in Atlanta, 1949. Big Maceo Merriweather now in Chicago playing the piano and singing with Tampa Red guitar and Tyrell Dixon on drums.
Go back on that with me. that misconception, boy.
Maceo Merriweather, his piano and his singing, RCA Victor in Chicago, 1945, Tampa Red guitar, and Tyrell Dixon on drums. Both compositions by Merriweather. Detroit Jump, I love that title. It's appropriate these days. I think that's what that city needs. And Come On Home. From Merriweather now to Morton, Jellerwell Morton at the Library of Congress with Alan Lomax. Pretty much Morton at this time was on the skids. 10 years before, he'd been at the top, and that's how it goes. He's going to talk about that. This comes from the 12-inch Circle 78 records issued then, later rather, in the 40s and into the 50s. He will play King Porter's Stomp, his composition, and talk about it, and then one called You Can Have It. Here's Jellerwell Morton from the Library of Congress with Alan Lomax, 1938.
King Porter was the first stomp, or the first tune with a name stomp, wrote in the United States. You must pardon me for clearing my throat, since I've got to do it occasionally. Of course, I tell you the fact about it. I don't know what the name stomp mean myself. There really wasn't any meaning, only that people would stamp their feet, and I decided that the name stomp would be fitted for it. Of course, this tune, I was inspired by the name from a very dear friend of mine and a marvelous pianist now in the cold, cold ground. A gentleman from Florida, an educated gentleman with a wonderful musical education, far much better than mine. Now, this gentleman's name was Mr. King, Porter King. This gentleman was named Porter King, as I before stated. And, of course, he seemed to have a kind of a yearn for my style of playing, although we had two different style playing. And, of course, he particularly liked this type of number that I was playing, and that was the reason that I named it after him, but not Porter King. I changed the name backwards and named it King Porter Stomp. Now, this tune become to be the outstanding favorite of every great hot band throughout the world that had the accomplishments and qualifications of playing. And until today, this tune has been the cause of many great bands to come to fame. It has caused the outstanding tunes today to use the backgrounds that belong to King Porter in order to make great tunes of themselves.
When did you write this?
This tune was wrote the same year as Alabama Bound in 1905. It was wrote the same time with another tune that I wrote. Of course, I never got any credit for it. Mr. Williams, Clarence Williams, got the credit for it. It was, "You Can Have It, I Don't Want It." Well, it went something like this. There was no words. It was just a lot of foolish words to it. Because I used to, in fact, I happen to be the man that taught Mr. Williams how to play. And of course, I don't intend to say anything unless it's real facts. And it's really fact. Of course, we'll finish up by playing King Porter Stomp, do you think?
Why didn't you ever copyright any of these tunes way back then?
Well, I'll tell you why we didn't copyright them. We didn't copyright them for a great reason. Not only me, but many other. Why the publishers thought that they could buy anything they wanted for $15, $20. Well, the fact was that at that particular time, the sporting houses were all over the country, and you could go in any town. If you was a good piano player, just as soon as you hit town, you had 10 jobs waiting for you. So we all made a lot of money, and $10 or $15 or $20 or $100 didn't mean very much to us during those days. I'd really like to see those days back again. I'm telling you the truth. They were wonderful days. So the publishers, we didn't give them anything. So they decided, we know a way to get them. So a lot of publishers would come out with tunes, our melodies, and they would steal them. But we kept them for our private material. That is to battle each other in battles of music. Battles of music is old, ages old. And of course, if we had the best material, we was considered one of the best men. And, of course, the best player always had the best jobs. And the best jobs always meant plenty of money. When I made $100 a day, I thought I had a small day. And now today, if I make 10, I think I've got a great day. That's how that was. Is there any other information you would like to ask?
Jelly Roll Morton at the Library of Congress with Alan Lomax in 1938 doing King Porter Stomp and You Can Have It. And then in Chicago 1926 in the Vocalion version of King Porter Stomp.